as we're now joined here on the Black Horse Pub post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, this one, a quick start for Whitecourt, but I thought you guys played pretty well, and Chris Kerr was outstanding, gave you every chance to win in this hockey game. But that's a tough goaltender at the other end of the ice to beat.
Well, you don't win a lot of games when you don't score any goals. So for us, I just told the players, I don't mind the effort. I mean, I thought the effort was there. I sometimes would question the intelligence. You know, the first two goals, those were just two giveaways by the same defenseman, and that's just unacceptable. So it's tough to be put behind the eight ball like that. But I thought that we still, you know, we tried to penetrate. They're doing a good job of boxing guys out and eliminating any second or third chances. It's just a matter of will. You know, and determination to get there. But, you know, they basically did what they had to. They won their two games at home. We've told our players that, you know, we've got three chances to win one game to get home ice back. So we're down to our last chance. And, you know, you can throw out all the cliches you want, backs against the wall, do or die, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you know, this group has shown character throughout the course of the year, and I think, you know, we even talked about it as a staff today. We're pretty streaky. You know, we just came off a 7-game winning streak, and now we've, you know, lost three in this series, and there's nothing that says that we can't turn it around and go on a 3-game winning streak. So it'll start with a good day off tomorrow. We'll do some preparation, some video work. We'll have a good practice on Thursday. Hopefully we can pack the Kasman Center and get on a little bit of a roll, and you know, force a game six back here on Sunday.
Chris Kerr, like I mentioned, gave you guys every chance to get back in this hockey game. You made some unbelievable saves, especially in that third period there. But with Eric Sudor dressing tonight, do you have a plan with your goaltenders moving forward?
Nope.
Okay. Can you speak on the play of Kerr tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was real good. Bounce back game, because I didn't think he was very good last night at all. But I mean, he's been outstanding for us, and like you said, he gave us every opportunity to get back in the game. We had a couple chances there in the first period, in the second period. Royce had a couple wraparounds. The one just stood there, stood on the goal line there. But again, it's one thing to create the offense, and then, you know, the last little bit is making sure we do everything to get it over the line. And we were a little weak in that area, but you know, right now, you know, don't like the fact that we're not very intelligent at moving the puck, and our defense struggle with hitting tape-to-tape passes. We flip a lot of pucks, we throw it off the glass, and then we're chasing, and you'd like to be known as a puck possession team, and you get puck possession by moving your feet and creating lanes. But if you're not willing to move your feet, you know, it's tough. And you know, the two goals, we had clear puck possession. We had a defenseman that, I don't know whether he was scared or what, but you know, he just gave the puck away, and there were two. You know, we pinched up with no support on the first one, gave it away on the second one, and you go from there. But should be an exciting game, hopefully, on Friday.
Tom, as the series shifts back home, just what will the message be to your side as you prepare for game
five? We're at a place now where, like I said, I shouldn't have to say anything. You've got a proud group in that dressing room. You've got six 20-year-olds that, you know, do not want Friday to be their last game. So it's a matter of those six leading us and the rest, you know, following. And I think that, you know, it's been an evenly matched series other than, you know, yesterday, obviously, in the third period. But even today, when you look at the shots on net, the scoring chances, all very similar. It's just a fine line. And you know, we've been trying to prep our guys all year for it. It's been a tough lesson because we still have guys that still try and do a little bit too much at times. But it'll be about just keeping it simple, trying to get the pucks below the hash marks and trying to, you know, beat your guy. When you look at it, I mean, we understand that it's a five-man unit in your defensive zone, but really it's about five one-on-one battles. So if you can beat your guy, whether you have the puck or you move the puck and get to the net front, that's what we're going to ask our players to do on a more consistent basis.